A few years back, the stress meters on Wall Street hit some new highs, all because one man had been recording his telephone calls. Yeah, one of Wall Street's movers and shakers had been caught in the middle of some very profitable but very illegal stock dealings. And in order to reduce his possible penalty, he agreed to record his calls for a few weeks. Well, when that news broke, oh boy, they found out that he had been caught and that he had been dealing for weeks with the recorder running. Well, a lot of Wall Street lawyers got some very frantic phone calls, and many powerful people remembered with regret what they had said and what they did the last few weeks. Now, maybe you smile a little bit at the picture of those people scrambling around and saying, oh man, what did I say on the tape? Not so fast. Imagine in your life now all the things you've said and done in the last couple of weeks, all of them, including the ones that you thought no one knew. What if someone had recorded every conversation and every action in the last few weeks? Someone has. Yeah, I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about no such thing as a secret sin. So our word for today from the Word of God is from Psalm 90 and verse 8. David says, "You have set our iniquities before you." Of course, he's talking about God. "Our secret sins in the light of your presence." Now, that's interesting. He says, those things that I thought were a secret, well, that's probably not even the right word to use. They weren't secret sins because, God, you knew all about them all the time. In other words, God's recorder has been running every minute of your life. The audio recorder, the video recorder, they're always running. So there's no such thing as a secret sin because if God knows, you're caught. It just might be that right now you feel there's a sin you've been getting away with. It's a lie that no one's caught you in. A transaction, it was based on deception. And guess what? So far, it's gone pretty well. Something you cheated on. Words you thought no one heard you say. Someone that you secretly hate or talk against. Well, like those people on Wall Street, you'd never do it if you knew it was being recorded and that it would be played back. Well, God's commitment is that one day what was done in secret will be literally, quote, shouted from the rooftops, openly judged, unless you deal with it before God does. You say, well, then are there some things I need to deal with? Well, don't call your attorney on earth like they did on Wall Street. Call your attorney in heaven. 1 John 2:1. If we sin, we have one who speaks to the Father in our defense, Jesus Christ. Your step right now is to agree with God and call that sin what it is. And then you need to make your way to the cross of Jesus where that very sin, those very secrets were paid for. And say, Lord, please apply your forgiveness to this sin. I'm done with it. And leave it at the foot of Jesus' cross. And leave there clean. Leave there free of the fear of discovery and free of the fear of how God is going to deal with you later on. Today, God stands ready to forgive and remove every sin you've ever committed in your life, to, in his words, bury it in the depths of the sea. Today could be your day to be forgiven, to be clean. And that happens when you go to Jesus and say, Jesus, what you died for, I want. I believe you died for my sinning, and I am yours. If you've never been to him to be forgiven, if you've never asked him to be your rescuer from your sin, let that happen today. And we'd love to help you with that. Just go to our website. There's information there that will help you be sure you're forgiven, clean, and belong to him. The website's anewstory.com. That's anewstory.com. And live today, even in the places where you're all alone, expecting to see and hear everything you do replayed, because God's recorder, yep, it's always running.
Thank you so much for listening to A Word With You with Ron Hutchcraft. God bless you.